got everything I need, or you've got everything you need. It's a brand new Beth Keeley band on Max Inc. Radio. We Are Local Music. The name of the album is called This Open Road, and it's fantastic. Hey, I want to encourage you all to check out the archive page at civicmedia.us. There you're going to find a bunch of interviews broken out, past shows. It's super cool. Check it out. It's the podcast page, Max Inc. Radio, at civicmedia.us, rocker.
Jimmy Madison, award-winning singer-songwriter Beth Keeley, is releasing a new album with quite a story, and she's here in the studio with us. Beth, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having me.
It's been so long.
I missed you guys. I had to come back.
You know, last week's gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets, Devil's Lair, was one for the record books.
Oh, we had so much fun. And you guys do so much for local musicians. It was just, it felt like home here. Like, these are good people doing awesome things for musicians, and it was just a big, happy place.
Thank you very much. And a special shout out to Dustin from the Spaceship.tv for coming in and mixing. You know, we normally try to, we muddle through things sometimes, and it comes out pretty good, but to have a professional come in Dustin.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. Makes a difference.
The harmonies were you know, completely unbelievable. And I might add, if you missed last week's show, the gin, chocolate, and bottle rockets performance on the Devil's Lair is up on our podcast page at civicmedia.us. Just search Salt Max Inc. I'm sure you will find that pretty quick. Beth, you have a new album coming out in a few days with your band, the Beth Keeley Band. But before we talk about everything new, I just want to talk about a few nuggets I found in the bio on your website.
Okay.
Here we go. Quote, Beth Keeley is an award-winning singer-songwriter from Madison, Wisconsin, who has been performing her original Americana rock music and released 17 albums since her career began in 2000.
17!
With the addition of the new album, that's 18 albums in 23 years, and that's more prolific than most rock stars. Tell us about the early days. What inspired the never-ending passion that you have for writing music?
You know, I come from a musical family. My mom was a poet as well as an actress, and she was in a lot of the community theater plays when I was growing up back in Marinette, Wisconsin. And so she was Mrs. Anna and the King and I, and Marion the Librarian. So I would go and watch her perform, and then she would bring poets to our house. And so she was just this constant source of inspiration for me. That two things. One is love for words. You make poems, and everything is a poem, and words are things you play with. And so that was just something that she gifted me. But also that the people that are on stages are no different than you, right? It's not like they're up there. It's like, well, that's my mom. She hangs out in my house all the time, and she brings over her friends that are up on the stage too, and they high five me, and they give me a fist bump, and they drink a beer at my house. So like, these are just normal people. So I feel like just having that creative source. And my dad played accordion and drums, and we had a piano in my house growing up, and we'd play like little boogie woogie piano pieces, and he'd be the left hand and I'd be the right hand, and we'd just play by ear. And he and my grandpa would play accordion when we'd go visit them. So there was just always music, and I was always encouraged to be creative. So I have to give a huge shout out to my mom and dad.
That's amazing. I mean, really, if you think about it, song lyrics is poetry, just
exactly
to music, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And excuse me there. In addition to performing with the Beth Keeley Band, Beth is also a member of the trio Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets and the band Kerosene Kites. And I might add Clear Blue Betty. I'm sure there's a few bands I missed. But last week, Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rockets, as we said, performed live in the Devil's Lair. And it was amazing and available on our podcast page. What is an important takeaway that you have learned from all your years of playing in bands?
You know, what I think I finally figured out is you just do the best version of you. And then you find the people that like it. Because if you keep searching for that one thing that everyone's going to like, you will be searching your entire life. So if you just show up, be your authentic self, speak with your authentic voice, sing with your authentic voice, play with your heart, then you will find the people that resonates with. And that's the best you can hope for, is that a few people dig it.
I would. It sounds like you're not a big fan of like hairspray rock, like Winger, Poison.
But you know, here's the thing. I don't know. Is that authentically them? You know, I hung out in Texas for a year because my husband was doing some training for his job down there. And these people grew up on country, and I tried to sort of like learn how to do country, but it wasn't in my blood. But it was like, this is the way they spoke, mm-hmm. and this is what they grew up on. And it was just authentically them to wear cowboy boots and a cowboy hat. And while to me that felt like, well, that's kind of weird, it was just, it was still them. And so I think sometimes you're like, oh, that person's all made, like Dolly Parton, like she's all made up, right?
Right, right.
But that's authentically her. True. So she's doing her thing with her yeah. voice in her body. And I try not to judge. So, and you know, if you're trying to be somebody that you're not, I think that's when you like turn to the destructive things. Mm. You're trying to chase something that you shouldn't be chasing.
Well, that leads us to the next part of your bio. When not performing, Beth serves as the music director, songwriting instructor for Girls and Ladies Rock Camp in Madison. Tell us about being the music director for Girls Rock Camp yes. and what that means to you.
Well, so you can't see this on radio, but I have the word inspire tattooed on my left forearm. And this is my life's mission. Like, I want to inspire people to embrace their creative side, their voice. And so that's what I get to do at Girls Rock Camp. We co-founded the camp back in 2010. We had 32 girls, 1 week of camp, and now we're up to doing 3 weeks of camps every summer with about 50 kids coming. And we have a waiting list 20 kids deep. Wow. I wish we had all the time and all the space and all the gear to just get every kid in that we wanted to. But I mean, these kids are so inspiring because they show up and they just want to create. And really the mission of our camp is to teach them that they can create in safe spaces, they can use their voice, they can build each other up, they can collaborate. You know, it doesn't have to be this mean girl kind of space where you're tearing each other down, because yeah. we all spiral up together. And I tell you, the staff that surround me at this camp and my co-director, Beth Dorn, they're just the most amazing, inspiring people. And we've seen the kids do some incredible things, and it's my happy place.
Well, it sounds like you include some of the harmony that yes. you were talking about last week. You do some seminars mm-hmm. and you talk about how you find harmony in your band.
Absolutely.
Talk about that yeah. for just a second.
Yeah, so Gin, Chocolate, and Bottle Rock. It's my trio with Jen Farley and Shondell Marks, two incredible musicians and absolutely incredible humans, my best friends. We do this presentation called Living in Harmony, and we speak about how... you know, you need to really be present with each other. You have to have a similar purpose. And then you just have to embrace partnership and give and take and hear each other out and just know that you're all, your compass is always pointing in the same direction as your band.
Being
is.
On the same page.
Yes. And it doesn't mean that you won't have conflict, but if you have that similar stated mission, you can kind of come back to it from time to yeah. time and be like, you know what, this thing that we were worried about, it doesn't matter because that's not really what we're about.
That's when problems become beautiful.
Yes. Yes. And you know what? That's a part of it too, is like, and actually this is something I talk about to the staff about when we do orientation for Girls Rock Camp. It's like, having issues is not the issue. It's how you teach the kids to work yeah. through them. Because, I mean, we've been in bands, right? Do we always get along with our bandmates 100% of the time? Heck no, right? There's conflict. But sometimes that is a beautiful thing when people yeah. approach writing a song from all these different angles. You write something you could never have written by yourself. And that's beautiful.
And now the last thing I found on your bio, which I love, is, and you're a mom.
Yeah.
How do you find time to do everything as a mom too?
Well, you know, I believe that when I spend time with my kid, I try to be really present with him. And even though I'm not there all the time, if I were there all the time, I would not be a happy, fulfilled person who is living their best life. And I don't think that I would be a good parent in that situation because, and well, when everything shut down in 2020, I was crazy. Right? I couldn't.
We all were.
We were all crazy. But I mean,
Jimmy was.
Even like trying to be a good parent was really difficult because it was like everything that I went out, I made music, I connected with people, and that all got stripped away. Mm. And it felt like a stake in my heart. And so realizing that I have to have that part of my life to, and you know, just showing your child too, like, hey, if you believe in something, if you're passionate about something, if you want to make a difference in the world and you're out there doing it, you do it. And that means that you won't be home all the time. But then when you are home, you're really there with each other. And I feel like I have an awesome relationship with Gus. He's 12 now. He's taller than me, which is bananas. Oh my gosh. This kid, he's fabulous. He's really a creative, sweet soul.
Is he doing music?
Smart. He's playing my saxophone.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes. Right. So it's funny. He goes into his first day in band and he's like carrying this old like vintage saxophone, and all his other classmates have their shiny new saxophones that they're renting, and he's like, this saxophone's from the 80s. I mean, the 80s is cool now, so that was like a big deal.
And I can't remember anything.
All right, what about the dogs? That's what I want to know about. Roger and Lewis.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing your post every day.
Okay, can I say something about this? So I post pictures of my dogs all the time because they're hysterical.
And yeah, they are.
They're just super cute, gorgeous. But, you know, I'll post like, hey, I'm playing the show, and it'll get like 3 likes. And then I post a picture of the dogs doing something stupid, and it's like 400 comments and 8,000 likes. And they're like, hey, what about me, the musician? You're just using me for my dogs, Jimmy. Yeah. I'm on to you.
So here, I got a solution. When you make a post for a live show coming up, you need to put a picture of Roger and Lewis.
You're hired. You're my new marketing manager.
Marketing 101 right there.
Yes.
Roger.
No, so Roger is a 2-year-old golden retriever, and he's super sweet and super cute, and has mostly fluff between his ears. And then there's Lewis, my 10-year-old sort of pit chow lab mix, beautiful eyes. He's super chill. And he's kind of like this grumpy old man, and they are hysterical together. They love each other. You know what I mean? They seek each other out, but it's just really funny because Roger's always like, let's play. And Lewis is like, I want to just lay here and sleep. And so they're highly entertaining.
All right. Well, let's hear about the Beth Kelly Band.
Yes.
So for those that aren't familiar, just tell us briefly about the band.
Yeah.
And I know your husband is a drummer.
That's right. So Tony Kelly is my husband drummer. We've been playing music together since 2000, 1999, somewhere in there.
Yeah, wow.
And he is like the drummer I hear in my head when I write songs, so that's kind of cool. And then Michael Mood is my bassist. He also recorded and mixed the record. And the incomparable Michael Tully on lead guitar. And Michael Mood and Michael Tully also sing backing vocals on the record. And you know, we're 4 very different people, but we make it work. And we all, you know, it's kind of that same thing. Like, we're all there for the same reason. We want to put on a good show. Mm-hmm. We love making music. And even though we approach things from very different angles, when we come together, we make it work. And it's a blast.
How long has the current band configuration been together?
That is a great question. So Michael Tully played on... So I have 2 solo albums out under just Beth Kelly. It's Ready and Dust, and that Dust came out in 2012, and I was working with Jake Johnson at Paradigm Productions on that record, and he helped me find backing musicians because I didn't really have a band I was playing with consistently at that point, other than Tony on drums. And he's like, oh, you should play with Michael Tully. And I was like, all right. And he came in, and I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy. And he was like, ooh, I kind of like her music. And so we kind of started playing out after that. And then a few years later, we added Michael Mood to the mix. And nice. So it's probably been about 8 years that all of us have been playing together.
Well, 5 years and 3 surgeries later, Beth Kelly Band is releasing a new album, This Open Road. Tell us about this journey.
Yes.
It's your 5th album.
Yes.
And the surgeries, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, so Michael Tully, my guitarist, back in, we started recording this album, This Open Road. The recording process began in 2018. The writing process, that was, we had just released 1 record. We're like, yep, let's get started on the next one. And so we were working on some songs, started recording in 2019. And then, of course, you know, a pandemic, everything fell apart. So trying to get together was really difficult. But then we started kind of figuring things out, laid down some tracks in 2020. And then in 2021, we were starting to ramp back up. Michael Tully was at a show with us and we're playing, and he's like, kind of like, hey, I kind of got a little pain in my side. I think it's this weird chocolate bar with this funky fake sugar that's giving me gut pain. And then we were in Iowa, and you know, he limped his way through the show because he's, you know, an ex-Marine, tough as nails.
Right.
And we're walking up to our hotel rooms, and I was like, man, if you're not feeling better, you give me a call. And at 3 in the morning, he's like, boss, I can't. move. I can't. So I had to go into his hotel room and put his pants on and tie his boots and drive him to the ER.
Oh,
and,
poor guy.
And turns out his appendix was about to burst.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
So we left him there for his appendix to be removed, and we drove to our next show and played as a trio and then came back and picked him up and got him home the next day. But in the midst of finding out that his appendix was about to burst and having to take that out, they also were like, hey, you know, there's an aneurysm forming in this major artery that goes down to your leg. So once you heal up from your appendix thing, we're going to have to fix that thing.
Wow.
So second surgery comes along.
Two.
And then he's, you know, it's a, but he, they couldn't do that until he was fully recovered from his appendix. And that kind of had some complications. We finally got back on track. And then he got a kidney stone. And they're like, yeah, we better scan your kidney. And then that was the summer of 2022. And they're like, oh, and by the way, there's a cancerous mass in your kidney, and we're going to take it out. So
three
surgeries later, he's finally back on track. And, you know, he's just the toughest dude and the most amazing player. And he, you know, every
and
time
you guys
I would
had,
call
never
him,
had a doubt, right?
No. Oh, never had a doubt he would come back.
He basically has a rebuilt engine and transmission. He's good for another 300,000 miles.
Rebuild him.
Yeah.
So he's back on track and he's rocking.
That's awesome. We only got a couple minutes left here, Beth. Beth Keeley with us here on Max Inc. Radio. We got two album release parties, one in Madison, one in Appleton. Tell us about both of them.
So Friday, May 26th, we will be at the High Noon Saloon, and we have Jules Island opening for us. She'll kick off the show at 8, and then we'll be up and playing a bunch of songs off the new record and some of our old favorites as well. And then Gibson Music Hall up in Appleton, if you haven't been up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, they do it right. I just love Appleton. The music scene up there is fantastic.
Have you played there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say that I paid attention to your shows, and you play in Appleton, particularly at Gibson Community Music Hall, quite a bit.
Yeah, that's because they know what they're doing up there. Dave Willem is the owner of Gibson Music Hall. He's the founder of Mile of Music.
Oh, yeah.
And they just have an awesome group of fans that support live original music. Mm. So we'll be up there in Appleton on Saturday, June 17th, and we've got Gunn and the Girl, or I think they're the girl and Gunn now are opening for us. It's Kurt Gunn and his friend plays cajon and sings backup with them, and they're phenomenal. So they'll open up for us, and then we'll do another rockin' set of new tunes.
Love the new album, Beth. Thank you, and thank you so much for taking the time 2 weeks in a row to come visit Max Inc. Radio.
Well, thank you. You're always spreading the word, and that means everything to us musicians to have folks like you.
We love the music. That's why we're here. So once again, two release parties for the Beth Keeley Band here in Madison, Friday, May 26th at the High Noon Saloon, and then up in Appleton on Saturday, June 17th at the Gibson Community Music Hall. Once again, Beth, thank you so much, and congratulations on the brand new album.
Thank you.
Let's do some brand new Beth Keeley Band right now. Why won't you let me love you? Why? Why? Song's a jam. Turn it up. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.